Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting third. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hector Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bud Schilly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Skeeter Kell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hal Bevan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Bird. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Bird. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Minoso goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up towards third. Bevan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to third for the out. Fain moves to second. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Bud Schilly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rodriguez. The throw from Tipton and he is safe. Rodriguez steals second. Bud Schilly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to third. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to second. One out. Hal Bevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevan hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy bunts towards third. Bevan fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson is walked intentionally. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tipton fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Two outs. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheely is walked intentionally. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce strikes out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Fox reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Johnny Kukab now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla pinch runs for Eddie Robinson. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to second. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Philly is chasing the ball. Rodriguez rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 9-0, White Sox. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sheely hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Sheely moves to second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kel misplays the ball. That's an error on Kel. Sheely moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Sheely scores. Carrasquel moves to third. Pierce moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-0, White Sox. Ed Wright now pitching. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel who is chasing the ball. Mealy reaches third base with a triple. Carrasquel scores. Pierce scores. Minoso goes all the way around to score. 3 runs are unearned. It's 13-0, White Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 15-0, White Sox. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a pop-up towards third. Bevan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Zarrilla now playing right field. Sam Mealy now playing first base. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to third. Zerniel moves to second. One out. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Hal Bevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bevan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. Zerniel scores. It's 15-2, White Sox. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Suter now playing shortstop. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheely hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fane moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fane scores. Philly moves to second. It's 15-3, White Sox. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-3 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Bevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bevan hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-2 in the game. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarilla hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheely hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Miranda now playing third base. Ed Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain bunts towards third. Miranda fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Suter moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Suter scores. Fain moves to second. It's 15-4, White Sox. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Brown pinch runs for Sherm Lawler. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Ridlow now pitching. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Hal Bevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kell moves to second. Hal Bevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bevan strikes out. 1 out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-3 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miranda fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Kai Thomas now playing left field. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter strikes out. 1 out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miranda fields it and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to second. 2 outs. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 15, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.